This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Globally, nearly 271,000 people have died from COVID-19, and there has been more than 3.9 million confirmed infections. Approximately 77,000 people in the United States died from the virus, and there are nearly 1.3 million confirmed infections. The U.S. Department of Labor says an additional 3.2 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week, taking the total to more than 33.5 million since the start of the shutdown intended to stop the spread of the coronavirus. The number of laid-off workers receiving aid is now equal to 15.5% of the workforce eligible for unemployment benefits. A Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman on Thursday responded to a series of criticisms from U.S. politicians over COVID-19, including that of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, citing contradictions in the U.S. government's actions. In response to some who accused China of delays and cover-ups which led to the spread, Hua Chongying, the spokeswoman with the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs, said Thursday that reports from U.S. health organizations have already proven otherwise. Hua also raised the question of how the U.S. is treating its own whistleblowers when its politicians frequently attack China's handling of whistleblowers like former naval ship Captain Brett Crozier, who was fired over his concerns about a COVID outbreak on his ship that went public. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman urged the U.S. to stop the blame game as the U.S. Has people's lives at risk. This is VOA.